Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Lions, the whole question that needed to be answered this offseason was, did they close the gap? They came this close to playing in a Super Bowl, and the goal is to go to and win the Super Bowl. Did they close the gap on the San Francisco 49ers and keep everybody else at bay? So keep in mind, you had free agency and now you had the draft. That's the question we need to answer. Did they close the gap? Where do they stand in the NFC today?
I think they have closed the gap. They're a better roster now, and I'm not even going to be talking about the impact of the rookies. I think we're very hopeful that Terrion Arnold, Enos Rakestraw, that they will be impactful rookies. But we don't know. And we don't know when. You know, it could be week one, could be week eight, it could be next year. So when you just simply look at this roster, have they done enough to close the gap? I think they've done enough to close the gap, but I don't think it's completely closed. And I say that because, yeah, and some of it has to do with Cam Sutton. Do I think that he is a better option as a starting corner than Amik Robertson? Yes, because he's done it before. And when he was not CB1, we were very happy with him. Mm-hmm. And then when he was asked to do something that he had to step up and do, and NFL players have to do that throughout the course of a season, he came up a little bit short. And Amik Robertson is a little less unproven. Now, he may prove to be a better option, but from what I've seen in his first 4 years in the league, it's not what I saw from Cam Sutton.
At the end of the year for the Lions, there was a clear question on defense, and it was, okay, you're blitzing to get home. How do you plan on solving this? You can either get better at the edge spot, or you could say, blitzing's in our DNA. We need to be better with our corners on islands. And it's clear to me which direction they picked, and it's important that they picked a direction. Carlton Davis, man corner, throw him on an island. Going to get beat occasionally, but should be a lot better than last year. Arnold, Rakestraw, rookie corners. Maybe not weeks 1, 2, and 3, but by weeks 16, 17, 18 in the postseason, throw them on an island in the NFL. These are guys who want that matchup. There's a clear, identified problem, and they didn't try to solve it with one guy. They go, we're just going to throw as many good man cover corners as we can, and we'll stay blitzing. We'll stay true to Aaron Glenn's identity as a man coverage blitz-heavy defense. That's part of what flipped the switch late in the season last year and helped propel them to two playoff wins. The offense is the offense. I'm not worried about them scoring against just about anybody in the NFL. They were 7 yards per play in San Francisco's house in the first half. They're absolutely built to go to the Super Bowl last year. Did they address their weaknesses? Yes. DJ Reader, to me, is a great chess piece in the middle of this defense when you face San Francisco, a run team. The Eagles, who added Saquon Barkley to a team that still pretty good offensive line, even without Kelsey. Did you do enough to hold those teams at bay? Yes. Did you do enough to close the gap on the Niners? Also, yes. I think it's a 1A, 1B. And if you told me you liked the Lions offseason better, I would agree with you.
And I also think there's development. And I'll throw a Meek Robertson in there. Like, he's still a young player. And can he get better continuously? Yes. And you look at Aiden Hutchinson. Will he continue to improve? Yes. In terms of his anticipation, some of the moves that he's working on. And it's, you know, nobody's ever questioned strength or stamina or you know, his ability to prepare. It's about the execution. Mm-hmm. And can his execution be better? Certainly. What type of contributions are they going to get, not just from DJ Reader or Aleem McNeil, but how about Josh Pascal? Do I think in year three, this is when he should fire things up and have take steps forward like we saw Aleem McNeil? At the end of Aleem McNeil's second year, we always point to the Giants game where, you know, they limited Saquon Barkley, and a big part of that was the play of Aleem McNeil. He continued that through year three. Now, I want to see Josh Pascal be that type of show that type of improvement and progression. And I think just by that, by improvement of such a young team, and I think that's the one thing that goes a little bit understated, they were able to be in the NFC Championship game with so many young players. Mm-hmm. And just by improving and the motivation that reaching there and being so close to a bite at the Big Apple and then missing out. And we heard from Penei Sewell.
Oh, we have the audio. We heard from Penei Sewell. No, finish what you want to say.
Well, we heard from Penei Sewell about how much he watches that game, how much it's motivating him this offseason, and the fact that it still burns. It burns bad.
I cannot wait to get your response to this, John. He has rewatched the championship game how many times, John? 10 times. Yeah. Wants to let it burn because of how close says it's on.
And I'm glad to hear that from, especially from a young player. And I had an experience my rookie season where we won the division and we won our first playoff game. It happened to be against Detroit. We played Tampa and we were literally one field goal away from going to the NFC Championship game. And I thought, you know, this is something that's going to be a regular occurrence. Mm-hmm. I wanted to watch that film, but we didn't have that same commitment from everybody, and that was from ownership down, because the next year there was a wholesale change in free agents. We brought in Bruce Smith, Mark Carrier, Jeff George, and it just never gelled again, never got back to that same level, and that was my rookie season. And now all of a sudden, Penei Sewell in his third year has had that experience, and now hopefully he has much more to say about what's going on than I did back in the day.
They're doing the opposite here, though.
Right.
They're actually committing to the process. It's a great example, John, to all the people out there that wanted all the top free agents, you know, and go spending. They've committed to doing something now. Maybe they're overly committed to the culture. I think there's a blend, but I think if you're going to lean one way or the other, it's leaning towards the way the Lions are doing it.
No question. I mean, I saw the way that it didn't work, and that was bringing in a whole bunch of high-priced veterans that had Hall of Fame careers. Dion was one of them.
Well, you were on the extreme. I mean, it was ridiculous what they did back then. Here's my question, though. I actually think, and I didn't say this before the show, what gap?
Fair.
What gap?
Well, one team played in the Super Bowl, one didn't. It may be the slimmest of gaps.
Because somebody wins and somebody loses. They were already on par with the Niners.
Yes.
They beat the Chiefs earlier this year.
Yes.
Okay? You can nitpick things apart if you want. I would say they had an opportunity to potentially spread the gap and be the NFC
favorite,
and maybe they didn't because they're committed to this process.
Well, so you can go back and we could parse words for, is there a gap? Are they there? Are they doing enough to separate themselves from the Niners? Because, I mean, it was the Niners. Yeah, there was a couple of balls that went their way and there was a drop ball. But you put yourselves in a 4th-and-2 situation. How do you prevent yourself from being in that situation moving forward?
You pick it up on third down. And then things like that over the course of the game.
Is a little bit more efficient at the key times. Defensively, Kendall Dildor, the ball goes off his face mask and into the arms of Ayuk. Well, okay, if you're jamming him at the line of scrimmage because now you have man cover guys and you have a rotation of guys that are a little bit different style than a receiver, maybe not even in that position.
There's a possibility that if that play happens again same spot on the field next year. Vildor's not out there.
Right.
And Ayuk's not out there. We still have to see how that is handled this offseason for San Francisco.
That team last year, though, I would say if you really dug deep into, if you had an opportunity to have Sewell and have a long conversation, long form, I think Dan Campbell, same thing. I think all these guys, as they look back on that game, said we had them.
Yeah.
We had them.
They did.
And we didn't put in the kill shot. And you can argue from the play sequence that ended the first half to Dan Campbell's selection not to go for it at the end of the half, which I do believe one day he will admit that he thinks he should have, because they all, the players in the game, can look back and watch that and say, I had an opportunity to do this to go for the kill. They all learned for it. The coach could have made a decision earlier in the game that would have went for the kill. They had him. That's why I don't think there's a gap. And I don't think the Niners are going to be as good next year as they were this year.
So, okay. John, does this words matter? Fine. Are they over the hump? Because there's still the hump that they have to get over, which is winning the NFC to play for a Super Bowl. Did they do enough to get over the hump? We can change the question. I have no issue with that. I still want to hear from Lions fans, though, because it's the same concept, right? It's your team had two different phases of the offseason, free agency and now the draft. You're going toe-to-toe with the heavyweights in football. Do you feel like you did enough?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.